Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Welcome to an all-new episode of this True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Elise. Today we're giving you an update on the Molly Tibbetts murder. A 26-year-old farm worker was found guilty of first-degree murder Friday in the abduction and fatal stabbing of college student Molly Tibbetts in July 2018. The verdict comes nearly 3 years after the body of the 20-year-old woman was found in an Iowa cornfield. Probably going to butcher his name. Christian Bahena Rivera, wearing headphones as interpreters translated the decision in Spanish, stood in court and nodded slightly as the verdict was announced. Sentencing was set for July 15th, and now he could face life in prison. The jury of 5 women and 7 men deliberated about 3 hours on Thursday and about 4 hours on Friday. Rivera was an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, who admitted it in August 2018 in an interview with police that he followed Tibbetts while she was out for an evening run. He got angry at her and blacked out, according to an arrest affidavit and testimony at trial. He said he later came to and realized she was bleeding in his vehicle's trunk and then buried her in a remote Iowa cornfield. Rivera then led police to the cornfield, where investigators found her body with fatal stab wounds, according to prosecutors. After the verdict, Prosecutor Scott Brown said that Tibbetts' family was relieved and pleased with the decision. Defense Attorney Chad Fries said outside court that he planned to appeal. He said Rivera's admission to having Tibbetts' body in his car, the DNA evidence in the trunk, and his leading police to the body made it a difficult case to defend. Well, no shit. If you did it, you can't really defend it with all the evidence pointing to you. Frez said, quote, "Can we tell you who did this? No. We can tell you that getting to know Christian Bahena, we are very surprised that he would be the kind of person to commit a crime like this. He is nothing but a soft-spoken, respectful, kind person." Yeah, but he admitted to it. In testimony Wednesday, the defendant took the stand, speaking through an interpreter, and told a very different story. He said two masked mystery men kidnapped him, forced him to participate in their plot to kill Tibbetts, threatening his family, and told him to remain silent. Closing arguments, Brown dismissed that testimony and said it did not fit with the evidence. "There weren't two other guys. That's a figment of his imagination," Brown told jurors. "All the credible evidence in this case points at him." The defense said the prosecution had no murder weapon, no crime scene, no eyewitnesses, no confession, no motive, and no scientific evidence to prove his client's guilt. He said Rivera's original statements to investigators were made under duress during an 11-hour interrogation. Tibbetts disappeared after a run in Brooklyn, Iowa, sparking an extensive search that drew national attention. She had been studying psychology at the University of Iowa and wanted to get a doctorate and write books, according to her father. Rivera, meanwhile, had worked for 4 years at Yarrabee Farms, a nearby dairy farm. Her death and Rivera's undocumented status pushed the tragic story into the rancorous partisan political debate around immigration. Former President Trump brought up her story as part of his push to vilify undocumented immigrants as rapists and killers. Though the existing evidence shows undocumented status does not correlate with criminality. Molly's father, Rob Tibbetts, repeatedly called on politicians to stop using his daughter's death to make points against immigration, saying she believed these views were profoundly racist. The prosecution based its case on three key aspects: surveillance video of Rivera's vehicle near Tibbetts, his admissions to investigators in 2018, and her DNA found in his truck. After over a month of searching for her, the break in the case came when home surveillance video from the night of July 18th, 2018, spotted the silhouette of a woman running, as well as repeated sightings of a black Chevy Malibu. An investigator later spotted the vehicle and identified the driver as Rivera. After initially denying knowing about Tibbetts, he then admitted he had seen her in the night she disappeared. He said he found her attractive and said he circled back for a second look. He allegedly admitted he had followed Tibbetts and jogged next to her. She had threatened to call the police, and Rivera admitted he got angry and fought with her. He then led investigators to the scene where her body was found hidden under corn stalks, prosecutors said. Although Rivera did not explicitly tell investigators he stabbed Tibbetts, prosecutors said that was the only conclusion. He said that he blacked out. He didn't black out. He just didn't tell an investigator, Brown said on Thursday. He's telling the officers and telling those statements, I killed Molly Tibbetts. That's what he's saying. That's what the statements all point to. Rivera's testimony in his own defense Wednesday sharply contradicted his earlier admissions, though. He testified he was taking a shower when two unknown masked men broke into his trailer and demanded his help. One had a knife, the other had a gun. He testified that they forced themselves into his black Chevy Malibu and told him to drive toward town. That was when he said they came across a young woman he now knows to be Tibbetts. Rivera testified that he was told to stop while the man with the knife exited the car. He said both men then got out of the vehicle and he heard them opening and closing the trunk. When the men left, he said he found Tibbetts' body in the trunk of the car. He said he took her body out of the trunk, placed her in a cornfield, and covered her body with corn stalks. Rivera said he didn't know why the men sought his help. He testified that he falsely confessed to police because he feared the men would harm his daughter and ex-girlfriend. He thought telling investigators what they wanted to hear would help him. And that's all we have for this special episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Do you think the defendant is the guilty one, or do you buy into this conspiracy that two other men were involved? Let us know your thoughts at True Crime NS. And be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast and share with your friends. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.